It'll take just a second. Anybody who delves into chemical odds and ends, I want present from the beginning of this meeting. Go ahead and date your tape. I come in light. I come with a new load that I intend to dump. Guess on who? Patricia's first.
Oh, I'm strong, Dale.
I know, you're very strong. It's been a long way getting to here, hasn't it? Take the tape and then I'll cover one or two sidelines.
Okay. This is March the 3rd, the 3rd month, March. I believe it's the 10th.
This is the one going to save the world for you. But he's going to do it on his time.
1996.
Rather than get into some of the conversations that I know interest you as to numerology, coincidences, etc., I'll just allow that to come in the reading. The reason that we read some of these more specific toward the end of the week messages is because I gear up in case we have a meeting on Sunday, then I can use information. You get it then from at least two sources if we are able to run it in the paper or if it's suitable for the paper. And as we move into more technical information on the monoatomic levels of all elements, etc., that which makes up etheric beingness or soul essence, that which is with energy, with God, you're going to need to keep up, because I'm not going to go back. I will explain it maybe once. I am not even going to go back and give you a reorganization of terms that you may have missed when we did the cellular life study. I will get enough information out there that the chemists and the physicists can begin to relate to what I'm trying to ask them to hear. But I'm not going to try to teach the world everything there is about chemistry and alchemy, etc. Now, there are always the personal things that have to be attended in these meetings, because no matter how we try, we cannot get away from the pressures of trying to live and grow in this world with its assaults against us. So I see that John is not parked in his usual chair, so I'm going to suggest that one of the things that be attended early in this week is getting that vehicle transferred from him to Bob James. Bob is perfectly willing and happy to do that. Bob needs the transportation. He's got to make other arrangements, and it is not wise for John to have that car at his disposal, period. We have a lot of things to clear up, and that's one of them. Because the adversary continues to use the Schrafer opportunity or circumstance in their behalf. And nothing would please them more is for John to blow it. So we will have to make sure he can't. Now, we have problems, again, surfacing with the farm. This time, I'm so angry I can't even speak about it reasonably. I'm tired of these silly, petty, asinine, stupid games that go on. And Brent, I'm hereby telling you, son, right now, you are free to do anything you can. Brent has paid the highest price of anybody by this breakup of relationships. Maybe Charles would like to please speak on the farm, since these new problems impact him the most, since he is a manager of Sunshine Valley Farms and handles that corporation. We have new problems with Mr. Turner, and this comes directly from Mr. Ince, the Ince family, and through Leon, They've all gone to the planning commission of your town. This is what I mean. Enemies are always among you. And I'm tired of hearing back from ones like Atlanta Fast Star or whatever she's calling herself this week that I don't want to be any part of your three-ring circus after stirring and stirring and stirring. For goodness sakes, when people leave here, why don't you go away? It is not all right to be president of the board of directors of the Phoenix Institute and then try to get it into receivership, and number two, from having that position, taking $25,000 because of that connection. And then you get back from other ones who know absolutely nothing and are getting their information from the erroneous source in the first place to pound us, pound us, pound us. For goodness sakes, if you don't like us, go away. But you are not going to get away with stealing anything else from us. Not information, not wealth, nothing. I don't like thieves, I don't like liars. I will not tolerate cheats, and I will reveal all. And those willing to work with me, I will protect with my very life. But we're done with this other garbage. It isn't that we can't rise above it and beyond it. It is that no one wants to take the responsibility. There have not been enough funds to just go spend and set up laboratories and things, and we're going to begin to need those. At this point, you don't need them. God has given you your laboratory. And if it was good enough for God, it's good enough for you. You don't have to have a zillion dollars in Pyrex ware. And I'm not sure at all that it's advantageous of you, other than just for information and definitions, to have much of a higher education to be misdirected. I don't want anyone outthinking me. I know what we need to achieve. Tinkerers are welcome to tinker, but don't annoy me with it. I know where we're headed. I want you to share with each other. Not come and try to distract my scribe, because she's really angry at me. We've started now into the 35-pound books with print so small it takes two magnifying glasses to read it. So she's not in a good mood. And that almost always puts me in a bad mood. We have so far to go, so little time to accomplish what is necessary. And I know that ones of you will say, oh, well, let's just go out and we will create monoatomic gold if you will just tell us how. No, thank you. David Hudson, that's his job. We're not going to reinvent wheels. We are making monoatomic gold in the useful form for the human body. Now, Charles, if you would please just share with the room. I don't want this all coming from that old hat on. That weirdo, you know. I'm going to tell you later about invisibility. And you're going to realize that old hat on ain't very far from you. So if you would please inform this room about the letter to Bob Turner from Mr. Thrasher. And then if you would please share.
As the commander stated, the letter was received from Mr. Thrasher, who is the county planning department head of inspections and so forth. This letter was sent to Turner, the owner of the property. The farm is located. It asked that he consider the following things. Why was certain improvements made without building code certification, permits obtained, and etc., and etc.? It's a nearly a two-page type letter. That letter had arrived with him, and then I got wind of it through another route. Another person informed me that one of the inspectors talked to him and asked him, he has a contractor's license, asked him if he was working on any projects at that farm out there in Cummings Valley. And he said, well, what farm are you talking about? Well, you know the one out there. Well, he says, I go out and visit once in a while, but no, there's no projects. And he really queried him. He said, well, we did some inspections. We sent out to have it inspected, and there was a big fork truck out there. So something must be going on. Well, as it came to pass, I was there every day this last week, and two Mexican fellas did come out. Nobody knew who these two fellas were. They just came in and inquired, is a person working here named so-and-so? Said, yeah, he's down at the other end of the property right now. Okay, they whirled around and left. So that was some contact who was sent in to check on something by somebody. Never did find out for sure who. So he went away. It was the next day when I learned, yes, there was a letter received by Mr. Turner, and all this other was going on. So now it's in the commander's... well, he has some information for all of us in this writing. And all of this, of course, as you understand, was started some time ago when Mr. Ince was in charge of the farm. He was the sole manager. It was up to him what was done where. And he had many conversations with Mr. Turner that I'm not aware of. So
he also was a licensed contractor who should know what needs permitting and what does not.
That's correct.
To my knowledge, there has been no big building projects out there. There have been upgradings. There has been a root cellar that was finished. There was a small building put up, but it was put up on the same plot
within another building. So it's nothing new that's outside unusual.
So there's no problem, really, except just distraction and irritation and more call to appear to be foolish and silly in this town where all of you have to experience. Thank you, Charles. We'll get to the response a little bit later. I really need to turn over the improper operation, school, whatever we will decide to call it. I don't want to infer that I'm going to withdraw, but for a while I must deal in alchemy for a little while here. And the legal status must not just sit. So I would expect all of you, please, to give Gene Dixon as much help as possible, and I'm going online publicly right now to tell Gene that I stand between him and anybody who will come against him. Now that's just the way it's going to be. Because as things start being uncovered, his own friends are going to betray him worse than Judas could ever have thought of doing. We're going to have to file some papers to preserve some statute of limitations, and if we file them in the wrong place, we will correct it later. The dog is completely distressed because of the energy flowing here. Just let him alone. Just leave to be. I will note that the darker energy is clearing out fast, because we don't have time to put up with them and baby them along and plead with him to go. I'm not going to allow very much longer a lot of things. We're growing up. We have to assume that the ones who come here are grown up. And you're going to be asking later on, well, why can't some of this be shared with such as J.V. Knight and Romsa, etc.? Those are distractions. Each of us has a job to do. And theirs is basically a distraction for all the mystics of the world. Go, if you want to deal in the mystic and leave your mind there in mysticism, I'm not talking about playing in astrology. Enjoy yourselves along the way and use the tools that are available. for whatever purpose. But you're not going to go very far in the midst of this circle of business people and scientists while you hang on to mysticism. And you're going to find that there is a major, major distinction between the lifestyle of one Jay-Z Knight and this wondrous, wonderful spiritual guide of Rumsfeld. Now, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, when the world captures either the speaker or the teacher, you've got problems. But it will play to the ones so captured. And yet, in the awakening of a spiritual attitude and responsibility, you'll be able to grow much faster. You've got to start somewhere with some possibilities. So I don't want everybody to come back to me and say, well, why don't we this way and why don't we that way? Well, I heard that so-and-so, fine, let us share. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time in argument. Debate is fun, time-consuming. Debate infers there is an app to change opinions, a willingness to hear. Argument is a staged principle of I've already made up my mind, I'm going to convince you to change yours. So I ain't changing mine. And Dorma doesn't have time to read these piles and piles of paper. How shall we handle this, PJ? I think the best thing to do is to read yesterday's writing so that we can catch up to today. Thank you.
This is a writing from Saturday, March 9th, 1996, from Hatan. There is no such thing as coincidence. Even in the numbers game, there are no coincidences. For instance, there will be coming great things from God on the ninth day of the ninth month of this, the ninth year since the beginning of the new calendar of universal counting. 999 is the symbol of God, creator, creation, just as 8 is the sign of infinity, and 666 is the opposing factor of God, Satan. Everything satanic beings do is simply an inverted version of God's goodness, as expressed in opposing intent in actions, in other words, evil. Perhaps the most important time might well be on the ninth day of the ninth month of the year in your counting, 99. Hold it in your hearts. That does mean, however, that much will also take place toward this new evil New World Order on the sixth day of the sixth month in this year of your counting, 1996. Since there is actually no time and no space, then time can only be calculated in sequence of events, and herein comes the only value of counting. Most things, however, which do happen are not seen by the people at all, but most certainly act as clues to the players in the game at the top. Tunnels and trappings. Why have I bothered to take your time to speak of underground wormwood works and living possibilities? Because the time is now in which you must awaken and smell the toast burning. You have a satellite circling your globe, which is supposed to be lost. It is not lost, and it is just as busy as can be. Furthermore, it glows brilliantly. Now, why would that be? Because of the light beams being used for mapping the underground of your globe to find and pinpoint the underground world. If you paid attention and knew where to look, you could easily see the satellite's lights in the daytime sky. It is not a star, and it is not a comet. This reminds me to ask how many take note that my ship is relocated every day now. I've noticed that. That is for your confirmation, so please don't just ignore the communications. How do astronomers explain this phenomenon? They don't even try. So, to add fun to your day and less boredom to the Arizona Grand Canyon tunnels, I have this next to offer you. I understand this topic is getting a lot of talk show inquiry, and I hope you people who still get on your wireless receivers, such as Art Bell, are calling in and demanding the proper allowances for discussion. Pay attention to such as Dr. Richard C. Hoagland and his recent material on the monuments of Mars. May I remind all of you that anywhere on a planet that shows once flowing with water, riverbeds, must be realized that there was once habitation. The face on Mars is no more an accident than are the great pyramids of Egypt, the first inhabited place of civilization as you now know it on Earth Shan. Please also note that this lost satellite of yours is set into orbiting at the present time, directly passing over the great pyramids, and specifically the Pyramid of Giza. I believe the above-named book by Dr. Hoagland is one of the most important books you will ever find. It's published by North Atlantic Books, 2800 Woolsey Street, Berkeley, California, 94705. I have to continually remind you that there are many of you out there who have a specific interest in revealing truth and application of that truth to produce the information in this time of awakening. That desire for knowledge and the input from higher resources is not an accident nor a coincidence. We know our teammates, readers, and we know who will carry through a task as must be brought forth into fruition. When you quit fiddling around in your mental games of little gray aliens with bug eyes and monsters of the psychic variety, you will gain the insight of the universe. Do these other things exist? Of course, because you exist. Mankind will produce whatever his mindset, whatever is his mindset. I'm going to offer you a bit of information which follows on with an Art Bell interview with Dr. Hoagland. There is no connection, but it happens to come at the same time as we are speaking of these things in point, and will give you confirmation from your military intelligence resources, which seems to offer you realization far better than can I. I myself authenticate the source as valid. There is, however, because of the technical information, a petition to remain anonymous as to person and location. That is easy, for neither is listed in the paper received. Intelligence information of interest, dated March 9, 1996, quoting, "For the past 2 years, the United States Navy has been working 7 days a week, 365 days a year, mapping the entire planet's electromagnetic fields. The concern is the unusual amount of electromagnetic anomalies that have been taking place. The prognosis by the Navy is that the Earth is soon to experience a magnetic pole shift, followed shortly by a shift of the axis. During these mapping expeditions, they have discovered many magnetic null spots, which seem to come and go from time to time. Many of the aircraft accidents that have occurred recently can be explained by these magnetic anomalies. Many airline pilots have reported unusual magnetic and inertial instrument readings in the past 6 months. There have also been reports of navigation system dropouts, which will last for several minutes and then magically repair themselves." Hatton's comment. Let us stop right here for a minute so that I can comment on the HARP system and sister systems. Those systems are not just for the enslavement of you masses through some mental impact, but the hope is that the electromagnetic balance can be somewhat maintained as this slippage in cosmic fields does some massive changing. The problem in recognizing the phenomenon is to consider which came first, the chicken or the egg, and who is doing what and where from are they doing it. You have already undergone some pretty big magnetic pole shifting, but when the balance is upset enough for an axis shift, things which are dry now are going to get pretty darn wet. Playing with God's created universe and using all the inverted misperceptions to gain human power will cost billions of lives. Remember that it is not nice to try and fool Mother Nature, whether it be with butter or vegetable oil. Back to quoting. They are also mapping the ocean floor in both the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. In the Pacific, they have discovered a hot spot of magma activity very close to the surface of the ocean's floor surface. The theory is that the magma layer within the Earth has begun to bulge, causing a wobbling effect. It is expected that the seismic and volcanic activity in the Pacific is only going to increase, and that Japan will most likely cease to exist, along with a great portion of the west coast of the United States, and that California would go down in three stages. When I asked this person if they had ever heard of Gordon Michael Scallion, I was told, of course. When another asked whether the Navy took what he had to say seriously, the report was, not officially. I also asked about the supposed pyramid under the water in the Atlantic Ocean, where it is thought that Atlantis might have existed. It was indicated that there is not one pyramid, but rather five. I was told that there are a lot of interesting things below the surface of the ocean, things most people would never believe. I just thought that this information was interesting and confirmation of a lot of things. Indeed, it is far more interesting than you can possibly know at this time of your evolvement. By the way, readers, do not consider that everything being done in the scientific arenas is negative. The sickness of society comes from society, and the political scum come upon humanity. You will be surprised at how many of God's people there are, and further, you will be shocked at how many won't buy the rapture and or the New World Order when it hits in actuality. People strive innately towards joy and balance and turn from pain and misery.
Let me interrupt here. Be on the alert. The blue beam was transferred last year when it could not come off properly. It's now been transferred to this April with Billy Graham. Now, many things are happening, not the least of which is Mrs. Graham is very, very ill. She had to have surgery, and guess what the problem was? Spinal meningitis. Now, this is going to make an interesting impact on what happens in April. Just keep it in your mind.
People strive innately towards joy and balance and turn from pain and misery. Therefore, when a better way is shown and something worthy of following is offered, the numbers will grow and blossom as people find there are things they can do for themselves. Personal information. The nice person who has reported to the Planning Commission of Kern County, the activities at the farm, is going to find trouble for self. I know that you just wanted to give Eckers problems and help the Enses, however. What you have done is get Enses into such hot water as to devastate them. Again, as the world turns, readers, the assault assumed to be against the Eckers is not, and you have just sold Ents down the drain, for with the inspectors you will already find total compliance with all regulations and with the owner of the property in every instance. A finished root cellar and or storage room on already permitted property does not even require permits, and if so, then why did not Ents, while running the farm, see to the same? Was he not once a licensed general contractor? The Enses were using the assistance system and food stamps while running a lot of funds through a corporation they were utilizing. This is their business, and I hardly think that the system set up for your use at the taxpayer's expense should be utilized when needed. However, neither will the turning in of the Eckers for using food stamps be recognized. George Green has already tried that. They stopped their assistance the minute the applications were entered for their Social Security. This new series of foolishness is conjured by several in the adversarial camp, and part of it circles around Leon et al. The old "I'll show you how to fix those guys" is a bit boring while you try to cover your own assets from the ringer, which has caught you all in the trap. When you go after those ones who are really wronging you, you will find things working far better for you. You, further, shall all have an underground shelter, such as a root cellar, finished or unfinished, to keep out seepage. Why? Because the winds will increase, and that doesn't require much in some places. For instance, the wind sometimes whips through Cummings Valley, the farmland, at upwards of 150 miles an hour. Tornado funnel clouds were sighted all about the area during this last storm. It is not foolish, nor against any laws, readers, to have a safety shelter in a cool room for food storage. So, there was also reported a violation of business regulations as regards zoning. Sorry again, tattlers. There must be a huller processing facility for growing spelta. The hulls are to be put back into the ground, and the sprouting of hulled berries is twice as quickly turned into a growing plant, negating the necessity of wintering the seed.
Let me interrupt again. We have... we are working hand in glove, hand in whatever you want to, holding hands, good one, with the Duncans, who own, operate, and are Cal Organic, the greatest growers of organic foods in the U.S. They are working with us. We supplied seed. They went over already this spring and planted it in Arvin to try and see what we could get as a spring summer crop. And it was just completed, and already you have spelt up and growing. They will supply the irrigation and the tending. And we will have a great venture with them. I know, you may not know, I can see farther than you. We have the additives available. All we have to do is work it out and decide how we can best function and utilize our resources as they are so that we don't put everything off pending. We're going to eventually need some more proposals to be presented to funders, because no funder can just hand you money. They must, in every instance, have a proposal, a valid business venture on which to base their venture capital loans. This has always been the fact. We have had so many distractions during this decade that it's very hard to now pull ourselves together and begin to function in that idealistic way that we started, because we now know what we have to face. On the other hand, look how much clearer is the picture. We will be wanting to add pozzolan. For you who don't know what pozzolan is, it's a mixture of pumice with some other thing. Boron needs to be added to this mixture. Then we can mix that, so we're going to need an old cement truck, something that can tumble and mix. Spelt hulls, which have the very nutrients, the radioactive resistant hull, slow digestion, good fiber, and it will hold the pozzolan from the cementing action that can just coat a field. And then we can work this into our ground, and we can cut our water just from one application down to a third. We will be able to, by the time we use pelletized size, dry form it. So we're headed there, and we're on our way. And I wanted to share that with you, because you already have your first spelt of the year up. And by the way, they are very, very gracious people. They are typical, earthy, wonderful people. And EJ has worked out with them, because they have bought the Asadurian property with that humongous shed arena. And they are going to allow you to store a lot of your things in there, like spelt hulls, etc. So you have a good cooperative relationship going. And I wanted to share that. We need good things to share, too.
Teresa came to get Brent and Charles because they have a monstrous water leak somewhere in their house.
Well, someone carry on.
So I'm going to have to carry on. This new series of foolishness is conjured by several in the adversarial camp, and part of it circles around Leon et al. The old "I'll show you how to fix those guys" is a bit boring while you try to cover your own assets from the ringer, which has caught you all in the trap. When you go after those ones who are really wronging you, you will find things working far better for you. You further should all have an underground shelter, such as a root cellar, finished or unfinished, to keep out seepage. Why? Because the winds will increase, and that doesn't require much in some places. For instance, already the wind sometimes whips through Cummings Valley, the farmland, at upwards of 150 miles per hour. Tornado funnel clouds were sighted all about the area during this very last storm. It is not foolishness, nor against any laws, readers, to have a safety shelter and a cool room for food storage. So there was also reported a violation of business regulations as regards zoning. Sorry again, tattlers, there must be a huller processing facility for growing spelta. The hulls are to be put back into the ground, and the sprouting of hulled berries is twice as quickly turned into a growing plant, negating the necessity of wintering the seed. The hulls are then mixed with pozzolan, worked back into the land to allow for dry growing, or at the least, a half cut back for irrigation needs. The milling is simply a byproduct of production. You would be betrayers. If you have cows which give milk, I doubt that the farm would be in violation of zoning codes. Now why don't you stop this garbage silliness? You show your own dirty colors far more brilliantly than all else. And brethren, To deliberately misuse corporations in any way is a fatal mistake in the world of La La Land. Next, for our passing patron, Atlantis Astar, I suggest you stop the more silly games going around. You say that things coming from this place are not true, and you don't want to be caught in the three-ring circus. What makes thee think the things are not true? Who told you? Upon what and whom do you base your knowing? Perhaps you lived with the enemy too long. I'm sorry to inform you, leavers and hangers-on, nobody here is after you. Nobody even remembers you until you stick in your silly prattlings. We have jobs to get accomplished in our separate ways, and we wonder frequently why none of you are being successful or busy with your own. How come such focus continues on we who ask not anything from you, including your input? Hate, with the pious face of love, is the very reason love is so misunderstood and misused. We do not bother you, nor your friends, so why do you feel compelled to botherate us? Unsuccessful misfits in one place, readers, will continue to be unsuccessful misfits anywhere they perch until they change their self-centered focus. Why do you people come and pass through our space and then feel you have some right or obligation to bash us because of your own failings after you move on? You might well each consider these things, for patience is running out for the attending to your nibbling. Those who came from Canada can return to Canada. Those who came from Texas can return. Those who came from anywhere are free to return to wherever your origin might be. We release you, plead with you to get a life, and by all means do what it is you want to do. You who want to destroy the Institute shall not. The business responsibility to the Institute will be such that you will be protected whether or not you like it. No, not for your own good, but for the others who share and have interest in the success of this Institute. Your choices for handling your confusion is your right of recognition, but fiduciary responsibility will be practiced here. Nothing is changed because you change in the middle of the puddle. There is something else I might add here. I find it interesting that the ones who demand managerial positions to honor their great presence seem to every time turn out to be the ones who cannot manage their own beings and business much the less than others. It requires strength in management to not allow the destroyers the run of the plant. One does not take personal gain from the position of being on a board of directors, and more especially secret manipulations which take from the very company served. I don't care who tells you it is okay, it isn't. More than morally wrong, if that isn't enough for your tender senses, it is against the law. So how can it be expected that you who just continue to allow, with your blessings, those who cheat and steal, expect to not be lumped in with their clans? Why do you think of me or us? Correction. What you may think of me or us is none of our business, so why do you continue to make ours yours? If you play with the adversary, you shall be treated as the adversary. I would add that it matters not whether or not you agree with this attitude, for you have made your choices and others have theirs. You have every right to any choice you make, but know that your opinion changes nothing. If you cling to ones caught in circumstantial realizations, then you are stuck within the circumstantial evidence as would be presented anywhere in any court of law. Do the evidences of circumstantial involvement necessarily have basis in fact? No, but when your actions verify the possible other actions by similarity under the circumstances attested, you are going to get lumped within the circles of the adversary. True or false? If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, most people are going to assume duck, for even a goose makes a different calling sound, although it waddles quite like a duck. Also, to the friend referred to above, you can't meddle and interject your opinions, attitude, gossip, and other things into a circumstance and then announce no involvement with the three-ring circus. Who made the circus? To hit someone and then run does not legally make it okay, and in the circles of law it is called hit and run, and it is an offense under the law. Pretending to be a sweet, pious, and Pollyanna does not innocence make. Oh, you just want you and your friends to get their due? I doubt that for the ones involved in the business shenanigans would therefore be in prison, not running around getting your sympathy and promising you something more for nothing invested save your wasted time and mouth sputterings. Actions are accounted, not prattlings. You can pronounce me incredible and non-credible, same difference, but that does not make me either, for you are proving for me just how totally credible I am and how non-credible are you. Facts back up my actions, and yours are built on what? If the thief gives you his version of the theft and pronounces himself clean, do you really believe him to be clean? Oh, yes, you do. Over and over again, you believe what you want to believe. The thieving, lying politicians work secretly to destroy everything of goodness while they present their good, godly prattlings. Sour milk, readers, is not sweetened by using all the sugar you can dump into it. You simply end up with sweetened sour milk. Neither is there any way to turn vinegar back into sweet wine or juice. Neither does a name make the entity. What is in a name? Say Jesus. Without going off the deep end, hopefully, I again must speak on the name Jesus. I have no exception to you speaking of your favorite Christ being as Jesus or anything else, but the man to which you most often refer to in this day of messianic expectations was not named Jesus. Yeshua, the name of Jesus. Jesus, Yeshua, the Northern Galilean Aramaic dialect, was a common Aramaic name in the first century CE,